The purpose of this class is to explain the relationship, if any, between Bnei Noach, non-Jews, and the holiday of Pesach. And this also applies to other holidays, but right now we're going to talk about Pesach. What can they do? What can not do? What are they obligated to do anything? And so on. So the sources for the class are actually quoted in the description of the class. And let's go through a few fundamental laws, Jewish laws, for non-Jews. Law number one, a non-Jew cannot rest in the day of Shabbos. That means the seventh day. Furthermore, a non-Jew cannot rest in any other day of the week. That means to take a day and say, this is a religious day that I'm going to rest because God created the world in 6 days and the seventh he rested, so I'm going to rest on Shabbos, or I'm going to rest on Wednesday, or whatever day, that's not allowed, according to Jewish law, for non-Jews. Are you tired? You want to rest? Okay, go ahead and rest. Rashi actually says you should not do that. But whatever. That's the common Jewish law for non-Jews. Go rest if you're tired, but not on Shabbos. And don't choose any other day as a religious resting day. That's fundament number one. Let's go move on. It is not allowed to make a new religion. What does that mean? If a person chooses to create, invent, make up a new religious thing, for instance, I'm going to eat this particular thing and I'm going to say I'm doing this for God. This is my offering to God. We don't find this in Judaism. If we don't find this in Judaism, that means you're making up a religion. And furthermore, if a person keeps a commandment that is not commanded to do, for instance, God commanded the Jews to eat matzah in Pesach. Matzah is a specific type of bread that we eat in Pesach. And a non-Jew wants to eat matzah. And he says, I'm going to eat matzah because God told us to eat matzah. You're wrong. You're making up a new religion. Because God did not command non-Jews to eat matzah in Pesach. Now, continuing with this idea, let's not make up a new religion. If you're not commanded to do so, you're not obligated to do so. And don't do it because you're obligated, because you're not. Furthermore, the Rambam says clearly, if a non-Jew wants to keep a mitzvah that he was not commanded to do so, he could do it according to Jewish law, except for Shabbos, as we mentioned before, and learning Torah. A non-Jew can learn Torah when it's related to the seven commandments and the ramifications. But if it's not related to that, they are not allowed to learn Torah. But the other mitzvahs, that means there are 613 mitzvahs in Torah, 611 non-Jews could do that if they know they're not doing it because they're commanded to do so, just because they want to do it because they want to receive reward. Now, there are two ways of understanding the Rambam. Way number one is they can only do those commandments that make sense, rational things, that we would anyway do them if God didn't say so. Way number two of understanding this, no, even irrational commandments, even things that don't make any sense, they could do it as long as they know they're not doing it because they're obligated to do so. If they want to receive a reward, they will receive some kind of reward. I don't know exactly what the reward is. And again, this does not apply to Shabbos and learning Torah. And actually, the Radvaz, a famous commentary on the Rambam, says that this doesn't apply also to certain tefillin and mezuzah and sefer Torah. It doesn't really matter the details right now. The point is that, again, two ways of understanding the Rambam. If a non-Jew wants to keep a mitzvah that is not obligated to do so, he could do it as long as it's a rational commandment. Second way of understanding the Rambam, he could do it. Point, if he wants to receive reward, he could do it as long as it's not Shabbos or learning Torah and certain other details. Now, what's about Pesach? Pesach, for Jews, the Torah has a few commandments, and our sages actually also commanded us to do certain things. For instance, to eat matzah, a special type of bread, not to possess chometz, not to have benefit from chometz, not to see chometz. Chometz means leavened bread. To tell our children or even ourselves about the coming out of Egypt, to drink 4 cups of wine, to eat bitter herbs. There are different types of commandments. Can a non-Jew do this? So, point number one, these commandments are not commanded for non-Jews, are just for Jews, in a specific time, in a specific way, and so on. If a non-Jew wants to do this, if you understand, if you want to learn that the Rambam is saying that you could do even irrational commandments, as long as you're waiting for some type of reward, and as long as you know that you're not commanded to do so, you could do it, but you have to do it properly. So talk to a rabbi and ask him, how do I do this in a proper way? Are you obligated to do it? No, not at all. Now, if you choose to do it, you have to ask yourself, why do I want to do this? Do I want to look like a Jew? Do I want to be a Jew? So go convert. Go talk to a rabbi and make a conversion. And you're going to do everything according to the Torah, according to the laws, and you will be a Jew. And there's no problem with that. But if you don't want to convert or you can't convert for whatever reason, you have to ask yourself, why do you want to do this? Having said that, this does not apply, has no relationship with the lessons a person can learn from Pesach. So you have on one hand the commandments of Pesach, the way we actually do things in Pesach, the Jews, what they have to do and how they have to do it, and whether non-Jews can do it or not, as I explained before, according to how we understand the Rambam. But again, this does not apply to the lessons of Pesach. You can learn any lesson you want. I'm just going to give one very small and important lesson in Pesach. The word Mitzrayim, Egypt, it's related in Hebrew to the word Metzarim, which means limits, oppression. So Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Egypt, it's an ongoing process every single day of your life, every single moment of your life. Why? Because all the time you're expected to, every single human being is expected to go beyond yourself, is expected to develop yourself, is expected to go beyond your own limits. Sometimes these are limits that you impose upon yourself, sometimes limits that the surroundings impose upon yourself, and you have to learn how to go beyond those limits. That's a teaching of Pesach, a regular and classical teaching of Pesach. Does this lesson apply to non-Jews? Of course, as many other lessons that the holiday of Pesach and other holidays have. Those apply in most of the cases to non-Jews also. But regarding the specific customs and commandments of doing things or not doing things in Pesach, in general, they do not apply to non-Jews. And if you want to do them, first of all, ask yourself why. And second, after asking yourself why, you still want to do them, go talk to a rabbi and ask what's the Jewish way of doing this, and do them in the proper time, in the proper way, with the proper products and so on. You eat what you have to eat, you don't eat what you don't have to eat, and know that you can receive a reward for that. Again, I don't know which kind of reward, that God has to decide, and you have to know that you're not obligated on doing this. The classical salute of Pesach is Akosher und Freilich im Pesach. We should have a Pesach with the proper foods, because Pesach is all around food, what you can eat, what you cannot eat, and it has to be with happiness and with joy.